In this podcast, we're going to take a first look at the Recovery and Wellness Coaching Program, which is a series of structured coaching sessions that coaches can use to work with new clients and also on an ongoing basis with clients. Please look to the right again and you will see a PDF document. It's called the Recovery and Wellness Coaching Program, and open it up and have a look. This is a brief introduction to the coaching program, and under each session there is the overall headline, if you like, of that session, the focus of that session, and then some of the topics and ideas that we need to be holding inside that coaching session. The purpose of a structured coaching session like this is twofold. One is, where appropriate, to give new clients a clear sense of direction from the beginning of the coaching relationship. It also allows you to bring into the coaching conversation a number of much needed conversation pieces with your client that are really going to help them understand more about how coaching can serve them and how the coaching relationship builds to create a powerful support for recovery. It also gives you a map to follow. What I'd like to say about this, that it is only a suggested coaching program, and as such it ought to be seen as flexible. Sort of sticking dogmatically to the structure, even in the face of the fact that the client may be in a place where they either can't engage in it, with it in this way, or it needs to be taken slower, or perhaps an additional session needs to be added to extend one of the sessions, and so on, is important. It's really critical that we see this as a map to follow, but only so far as is actually working within the context at the time. So let's take a look at this program in a brief overview. We will be going into it in a lot more depth and detail on a session-by-session basis in the recovery and the wellness modules. But in this essentials module, in this introductory module, we want to just get our eye in or get orientated about what a program like this will cover. So, the session number one is called Design and Orientation, and of course this will be the first time that you will have sat down or spent time with this client after you have had your initial introductory session or get to know you session. The get to know you session, or the priming for coaching session, is not included in this coaching program because it is a separate topic all in itself and has a number of factors that are involved in it that are dealt with separately later on in the training program. This coaching program assumes that you've already made a connection with your client, that a conversation has taken place, they have a broad understanding of what coaching is, and you have agreed to enter into a number of sessions with you. So session one would be the first session that you undertake after that. Session one is about design and orientation. It's about getting information out into the conversation, about more information about what recovery to wellness coaching is, what coaching is generally, how it works, talking about expectations and boundaries, and making some specific agreements. Earlier on in this section, we took a look at some of the factors that we can cover in a coaching agreement. So this would be where you would be bringing some of those in and starting to create a clear container for you and your client to enter into and work together. It's where they get to say what it is that they want, and you introduce the idea of the, what I call the designed relationship and design coach, that they get to choose a lot of what goes on in the coaching session. After this first session, the next session builds on that, but it has a different emphasis. The next session is session two, Usually, I advise, and in my practice, have this as an extended session, normally quite a long one, because it's not something you want to rush. So perhaps it might run to 70 minutes, 60, 70 minutes, quite a long coaching session. And that's really where you are being spending time with your client, being curious about who are they are, what's the story, what's the narrative of their life, how did they get where they are, what are their initial thoughts about what's next for them and the future, what's the information, what needs to be, what do they want to share with you, what seems important to them at this stage. And really what we're going to be listening for as coaches is, what is the ecosystem? What are the things which appear that your client talks about in this world? We're not at this point specifically marking out things like values and so on. We really are just letting things come to the fore, come to the surface. And like I said, we're really wanting to get a sense of and get to know the ecosystem. Session three builds on that again. So session three is really changing the focus a little bit to ask questions around resources. And resources, this means what is available in this ecosystem? What does the person feel their personal strengths are? What personal strengths are you beginning to sense or notice as a coach? What are the economic resources? What kind of life do they live? What is their relationship with the elements of the system that we saw, for instance, earlier on in some of the earlier on in this section, earlier on we talked about systems and we identified some of the things that are typically in people's systems. So what's in the system, what's in the kit? And that's really about building again more information about their ecosystem with them. Session four is in a sense a energetically and gear changing session, because it is where the coach can invite a different kind of consideration around life, meaning, and purpose. What is it in your client that wants to change? What wants to happen? What do they want to have happen? And what kinds of goals and what kinds of motivations are beginning to appear? This is very much where we're leaning on the meaning-centered coaching model to bring into the conversation this slow alignment with this idea of meaning. Now, you may be thinking at this point, this client's got a healthcare challenge, so why aren't we getting on with doing something about the healthcare challenge? And isn't that what they want? Isn't what wants to happen? They want to get better, or, they want to fix the problem and so forth and so on. They want to lose weight or not be ill or stop drinking or not be stressed or not have mental health or, all sorts of things. And that is absolutely correct. There is often an urgency that is like a thread that comes through this relationship. Now, I'm not suggesting you ignore that urgency, and it's absolutely why this program is flexible, because if your client is in crisis and so on, you have to spend time with them, being with them, allowing them to express their feelings about the crisis, to explore what it is they want to do about that, and so on. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the overriding ideas about how to build recovery are going to come out of a deeper and broader set of understandings about the person's life that they have, and will be connected to their meaning, finding meaning, their values, and so on. And that is that you are inviting them to think about preparing as they move forward in their lives. So you need to be able to balance the urgency that may be present with connecting gently to, or bringing into the conversation gently, this idea of meaning and values. There's also movement here, because you will hear again, as we talked about in the earlier in this module, we looked at what wants to happen when people start to talk about meaning, what matters to them, what is important to them. it tends to evoke movement, things that they would like to do, experiences they would like to have, relationships that they would like to engage with or improve, or even find new ones. So session 4 broadens and deepens the relationship. Session 5 then starts to say, what does my client know about themselves? What is their self-knowledge? How do they understand and feel, and what do they notice about their own assets, their own strengths? Perhaps what they've achieved, what they've been good at, what they've added to their own lives and other people's lives. What is yet to be discovered about them? What is in the future for them? And what do they wish to now know about themselves? This can be quite a challenging session. People aren't necessarily used to thinking about themselves in that way. So go gently, you know, perhaps touch on it, move into other areas and so on, and come back to it. This self-knowledge session also will be a place where you can start to introduce and identify what we call barriers, blockages, scripts, gremlins, defenses, where the places that people find themselves bumping into some negative beliefs, perhaps, or limiting beliefs, or parts of themselves that they're not so comfortable with. Sometimes they're called gremlins. We sometimes call them gremlins in our work. Really, we want to broaden the idea of self-knowledge as not just knowing a part of ourselves, but knowing all of ourselves. Where do we get stuck? Where do we limit ourselves? These kinds of aspects can be touched on and brought in here. It can be the beginning of working, doing saboteur and gremlin work with clients, which is extremely valuable, and which obviously we're going to look at more detail in the later modules. Session 6 is called Into Action, and this is where we can start to think about, or what can be brought into the conversation is some idea or some energy around planning. So it's you probably will have seen and heard some emergent pieces of things that your client wants to do, things that they want to have different, perhaps what they might do once they've got over this current challenge, once it's calmed down and things have changed, because of course time will change so much of what they're experiencing. So there will be an idea of bringing the conversation to, so what can happen? What things can be entered into? What are the actions? What is the movement? And that can go across almost any kind of area. It can be into action around creating alliances and support circles. It can be into action around changing the nature of relationships as they are currently configured, perhaps asking for more help, reconfiguring relationships, and so on. Again, this fits back into what we were talking about, moving relationships from perhaps being unsupportive to supportive, enrolling people, and so on. So there's an idea here of what can actually, where could we actually be starting, and what seems to be the most important place, and so on. So this is a counterpoint, if you like, to some of the sessions that have gone before that have been more focused towards reflection. Who am I? What do I want? What is the future? What gets in my way? These kinds of things. And into action is, okay, so perhaps we can move to some planning. We can get our feet on the ground. Now we've traveled around, got some self-knowledge and so on. So we can start to move forward. Session 7 is called Expanding the World. And this is where we are inviting, if you like, this idea that there may be other dimensions. And that sounds kind of very odd in a way, I suppose, other dimensions. But what I mean is that typically most of the conversation that you might have had so far with your client might have been very cognitive. It might have been very wordy. It might have been also very, very emotional. But you know, human beings are complex, and there are aspects to us that are mysterious to people, mysterious to ourselves, and mysterious, of course, to our clients. And this session really puts a flag out. Again, you might have put it into your design around how you, as a coach, of course, are comfortable with whatever they bring and so on, whatever they're perhaps, you know, whatever could be religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs, could be contemplative practices, it could be linked to all sorts of things. But we want to send a signal here and hold a space that all is welcome. All of this, anything is welcome, and that nothing needs to be left outside of the door. Expanding the world is also about expanding the coaching space. Section 8 is specifically bringing the focus to relationships. Relationships are so crucial and so key, as we're beginning to see as we keep coming back to this idea of that it's through relationships with ourselves and relationships with the resources in our world that we experience so much of our life. And these relationships are crucial in influencing how we are able to change, transform, and navigate our way through our lives. So this session can be about digging into relationships a little further than perhaps you will have done elsewhere in the training, in the coaching sessions. Session 9 is the emerging challenges, the emerging road. So what will have happened by now, you probably are somewhere about 8 weeks, 9 weeks or so into your relationship. And some things can happen at this point, which is important to know and to remember, that your client will have got to know you. They will hopefully have experienced you as a wonderful person to just hang out with and to talk to and to be able to, you know, dig into things, that you will have brought all your coaching skills to bear and created a boundary, secure but vibrant and space full of potentials. All these good things. And they might have felt really, you know, good about that. Wow, I'm really going to do this. My coach, I've got this great coach. And, you know, they've begun to think things are possible. But, of course, what we've been doing as we've been moving through these other sessions is we've been starting to look at a lot of different aspects. We've been looking at relationships. We've been looking at the resources in the community. We've been trying to understand, or your client's been trying to understand, what direction they want to go in, what is the meaning of their life. And there can be a sort of, if you like, a dip that takes place here. And when the dip happens, it needs to be acknowledged and it needs to be placed in context. And I call it the emerging challenges and the emerging road, because what is happening is, for hopefully for the first time, your client is beginning to see that there actually are new pathways that are actually going to be lived by them. So we're moving from the sort of projected theoretical into the specific and actual. And when that shift happens, that can be quite challenging. It can also be full of hope and full of excitement and energy, but it also is full of a lot of things that are unknown. You know, reconfiguring relationships that have perhaps not been thought of very consciously for a long time, challenging ways of life that you don't enjoy anymore, making lifestyle changes that impact on family and close friends, change your social life, and so on. These are all challenging activities to enter into. So in this session, we want, if appropriate, to look at redesigning the relationship, see what's changing, because you've come quite a long way from the initial piece of design. And although you may have touched on design at various points along these sessions, this is a place to really dig deeper into the relationship design and see if there's anything else that needs to be brought back in. Checking in with redefining meaning, very important. Meaning changes. It's not like a tick box, oh, I found the meaning of my life, tick, thank you, job done, move on. Doesn't work like that. Meaning is a subtle and changing, living part of a person. And as they change, so it can change. So we want to be able to constantly understand that it can be re-explored. And we want to see what needs to change. So session 9 is a crucial session in this series. Session 10 is where we focus on what I call the bridge to the next set of sessions, if you like. So these 10 sessions, if you like, form kind of an arc, and this arc may complete over perhaps 12 sessions or more sessions and so on. But there is this point where we're sort of saying, okay, we're sort of now ready. We've done some planning, we've expanded the world, we've looked at relationships, we've understood ourselves, we've seen the emerging challenges and so on. Now we're going to kind of cross a bridge. We're going to actually move ourselves energetically from this first phase into the next part of the journey. And to do that, there might be some ideas of recommitting, redesigning again, and this idea of renewing ourselves together, coach and client, for the next part of the journey. So these 10 sessions flow one from each other. And in the course of the later modules, we're going to actually be asking you to have a go with your practice clients of actually taking them through these different 10 sessions to get your own experience with how they work against each other and so on. Each of the sessions automatically will contain, as always, foundational recovery to wellness coaching skills, the context and the principles. So you're carrying all of that with you anyway. Each of these sessions really, if you like, offer a specific paradigm of approach and thought that can be brought into the conversation with your client. So I'm going to end there. Hope that you've got a sense of how these sessions work and how they flow one to the other, and look forward to seeing you when we explore them further in later parts of the course.